Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today we are joined by the CEO of Versarion, Neil Ricketts. Neil, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Catherine. It's a pleasure to be here.
Neil, can you just start by giving us an overview of Versarion and what it is that you do?
Sure. So I created Versarion right at the end of 2010, almost 2011. And what we were looking at is taking the experience that we had in industry and working with universities to take the technology that they were developing and getting it into the real world. So what we do is we take the clever ideas that the researchers come up with, and then we look for kind of homes for them in industry.
Great, thank you. And can you tell us a bit more about your recent study results around graphene nanomaterials and their potential to provide COVID protection?
Yes, so we work with the University of Manchester and the University of Cambridge around exploiting this wonder material, graphene. It was first isolated in 2005 up in Manchester, and since then we've been looking for really good uses for this kind of wonder material. We know that it works well in things like carbon fiber and plastics that we've been working on, but more recently with the pressures from COVID-19, we've been looking at whether or not we can leverage the capabilities within the group to kind of overcome some of the challenges that we've seen as part of this pandemic. Been working with the guys over in Turkey at the Ankara University, where they've been looking at using the graphene as a scaffold and then putting on other materials that can actively fight these viruses or these types of viruses. And so what we were able to announce the other day was that we've created two materials, GNA22 and GNA24, in this preliminary study with Dr. Aktuna. And what she's been able to do is work with a level 3 laboratory to be able to do some live testing against the COVID virus. And then using these materials that we've created, we've been able to demonstrate at a very significant level, sort of 99.99% effectiveness against these viruses.
That's fantastic. And how does this fit in with your graphene-enhanced face masks?
So again, you know, the group's been very, very busy. We only lost a couple of days as part of the initial lockdown where we reorganized the factories. And we were looking at ways in which we could help and really make an impact. So the guys in Banbury at one of our facilities, AAC Kairoma, they were making the bed panels for the Nightingales. Steve and his team were looking at these antiviral components that can really assist in the eradication of this disease. And the rest of the group, we looked at using our Chinese connections and contacts that we've developed over the last few years and to come up with products that could actually make a big difference. So a couple of months ago, we launched our first face mask. This was in conjunction with with a company in Qingdao that we'd met last September. At the time, we were kind of looking at PPE and things like that, although we didn't know what kind of impact it would eventually have. And so we had the connections in place to be able to develop a product very, very quickly. We then took the opportunity to put that through all the necessary testing, the EN149, CE marking, and all of the things that are required to get certification for sale in the UK. And the mask passed effectively. And now we've just started to develop different derivatives of that, whether that be for children or in different colours or different levels of filtration. And it's quickly becoming a very good seller for us. So it's something that is not part of our core competency or our core drivers, but it's something that's very, very important to make sure that people are protected as much as they are. So these masks are KN95 type masks, and they're very effective at what they do.
Sounds good. I feel like face masks are going to be here maybe for the future, like in Asia. People are quite used to wearing them, aren't they?
I think it's a real change. I know my behaviour has changed radically as a result of not only the pandemic, but also looking at kind of how blasé we'd come about. You know, we kind of come to from, you know, travelling on public transport or being in big population centres like London. And I think it is a real change that people are going to become more conscious about what they're doing, you know, whether that be on aircraft or it's in tubes or whatever. I think face masks are here for the future now.
Yes, I agree with you there. You touched on your Chinese connections. Beijing Versarion Technology Company is your wholly owned Chinese foreign entity. Can you tell us how you plan to use this as a base for expansion into China?
Yeah, sure. So we've got 100% control now of our subsidiary in China. We use that for our conversations with companies that we're dealing with in China. And it's kind of a bit of a beacon for people to kind of migrate towards. So we've got some people on the floor out there. They're working hard, uncovering lots of opportunities for us within the Chinese market, but also being able to sell our products in China as well. So the mask came about as a result of that connection and contacts. Our man on the ground in China, Bruno, did a very successful job of coordinating not only the initiation of that conversation, but also the logistics of actually sending it back to the UK and making sure that it met all of the criteria and certification that was needed.
And what about your other subsidiaries, including your Texas distribution arm?
So again, we had last year, you know, global expansion was a key part of our strategy, and we set up our entity out in Texas, and I'm pleased to say that Brian is out there. It's challenging times in the US at the moment. The political scene is, as we all know, rapidly changing, but also that they're having, you know, significant impact from COVID as well. So lots and lots of opportunities out there, and Brian's doing a good job of shepherding those and making sure that they're talking to the right people in the UK, you know, our technical teams and commercial teams. So not only do we have China and we have the US, but we also have some activity going on in South Korea and also Japan and a number of other places as well. And that's all coordinated by Matt Walker, who joined us this year, who came from the Department of International Trade. And he's been key in making sure we get all those key connections and contacts.
So lots of work going on internationally there. Can you tell us a bit more about your work in the UK with Cambridge University?
Yeah, so again, you know, we work very, very closely with a number of organisations in the UK, Cambridge being one of them, but also Manchester and Warwick and Bristol and Bath and all sorts of connections that we have with a lot of academics. Cambridge is obviously a great place to have a facility. A lot of big organisations are also in that area. And we have a dedicated team working out of the University of Cambridge in the Graphene Centre there under the shepherdship of Andrea Ferrari, who's doing a great job of really overcoming some of the challenges of using graphene in the real world.
It's great to have these universities on board. Last question, Neil. How do you see things playing out globally over the next 6 months?
I think that's a really tough question for anybody to answer at the moment. You know, what we're seeing is a lot of disruption, both politically and also commercially in the world. There's a lot of impact from COVID still going on and still likely to go on for a long time. Vaccination and inoculation is obviously a key driver. And things like, you know, the masks, I believe, will be in strong demand for a very long time. So I think the best advice and the advice that we're using at the moment is to remain flexible and adaptable to circumstances to try and overcome those challenges. You know, can't say enough good things about my team. It's been a very tough year for them. There's been lots and lots of things going on. And they've coped admirably with some very difficult challenges and conditions. And so, you know, I think the next 6 months are going to be a challenge. But there are as many opportunities as there are problems. So I think for small companies, especially those that are adaptable, it'll be a great time.
Thank you, Neil, for taking the time to talk to us today. And thank you for listening to Share Talk.
Thanks, Kat.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.